This is the Sakar Merli of the 20th of July 2024. Essence, sweet children, you have been wandering around by going into Maya's, Ravan's company. You pure saplings became impure. You now have to become pure again. Question. What is each one of you children amazed at in yourself? And what is it that the Father is amazed at in you children? Answer. Children are amazed at what they were, whose children they were, that they received their inheritance from such a father, and that they forgot such a father. Ravan came and brought such a fog that you forgot the Creator and his creation. The Father is amazed at the same children whom he made so elevated and to whom he gave their fortune of the kingdom began to defame him. They lost everything by going into the company of Ravan. Om Shanti. What are you thinking? Number-wise, according to your efforts, each one of you human being is amazed at yourself, what you were, and whose children you were, how you definitely claimed your inheritance from the Father and how you forgot that. You were Satapratthan, the masters of the whole world. You were very happy. And you then came down the ladder. When Ravan came, he brought such fog that you forgot the Creator and his creation. People lose their way in a fog. You too forgot where your home was and what land you were residents of. Baba is now seeing his children, to whom he gave their fortune of the kingdom 5,000 years ago. They lived in great happiness and pleasure. What has that land now become? Look how you went into the kingdom of Ravan. You would surely receive sorrow in a foreign kingdom. You wandered around a great deal. You continued to search with blind faith for the Father, but you didn't find him. How could you find someone you had put into pebbles and stones? By wandering around for half a cycle, you lost hope. Because of becoming ignorant, you have experienced so much sorrow in the kingdom of Ravan. Bharat became so poor on the path of devotion. The Father looks at you, children, and thinks, you wandered around a great deal on the path of devotion. You did devotion for half a cycle. For what? In order to meet God. It is after you have been performing devotion that God gives you the fruit. What does he give? No one knows this. They have become total fools. All of these aspects should enter your intellects. What we were, and how we ruled the kingdom, and how, whilst coming down the ladder, we continued to be caught in the chains of Ravan. There was limitless sorrow. At first you had limitless happiness. It should enter your hearts that there was so much happiness in your kingdom. You then experience so much sorrow in the foreign kingdom. Just like those people believe that they experienced a great deal of sorrow during the time of the British rule. You are now sitting here. Internally, think about who you were, whose children you were, how the Father gave you the kingdom of the whole world, and how you became trapped in the kingdom of Ravan. You experienced so much sorrow and performed so many dirty actions. Day by day, the world continued to become degraded. Day by day, the sanskars of human beings become more criminal. Therefore, you children should have this in your awareness. The Father sees that you were very pure saplings, those who were given their fortune of the kingdom, and that you then forgot his occupation. Now, if you want to become Satopratan from Tamopratan, remember me, your father, and all your sins will be cut away. However, you are not able to remember me. You repeatedly say, Baba, I forget you. Oh, but how will your sins be cut away if you don't have remembrance? Firstly, you became impure by falling into the vices. And secondly, you began to defame the Father. You fell to such an extent in the company of Maya that you put the one who raised you to the sky into pebbles and stones. You performed such acts in the company of Maya. This has to enter your intellects. You must no longer remain those with totally stone intellects. Every day the Father tells you, I speak first-class points to you. When there is a gathering in Bombay, you can tell them that the Father says, O people of Bharat, I gave you the fortune of the kingdom. You were deities in heaven. So how did you then go into the kingdom of Ravan? This too is part of the drama. Understand the Creator and the beginning, middle and end of his creation, and you will be able to claim a high status. Remember me and your sins will be absolved. Although all of you are sitting here, the intellects of some of you are wandering around somewhere, and the intellects of others are somewhere else. Let it enter your intellects, where you were, and that you then fell into the foreign kingdom of Ravan. Therefore, you have become very unhappy. You were very happy in the temple of Shiva. The Father has now come to take you away from this brothel, but some of you still do not leave. The Father says, will you go to the temple of Shiva? You will not receive that poison there. You will not get anything dirty to eat or drink there. They, Lakshmi and Narayan, were the masters of the world. Where did they disappear to? They are claiming their fortune of the kingdom once again. It is very easy. The Father explains this. Not everyone is serviceable to the same extent. The kingdom has to be established number-wise, just as it was 5,000 years ago. You have to become Satopratan. The Father says, this is a Tamopratan old world. The Father comes when it becomes totally old. No one except the Father can explain this. God is teaching us through this chariot. When you remember this, when you have all of this knowledge in your intellects, you will be able to tell others about it and make them similar to yourselves. The Father explains, previously your characters were criminal and were very difficult to reform. You are not able to remove the criminality from your eyes. One is the criminality of lust, which is renounced with great difficulty. And then, together with that, there are the rest of the five vices. There is a great deal of criminality of anger. While you are sitting somewhere, an evil spirit enters you just like that. That too is criminality. No one has become civilized yet. And so what will the result of that be? You will accumulate 100-fold sin. You will repeatedly get angry. The father explains, you are now no longer in the kingdom of Ravan. You are sitting with God. Therefore you have to make a promise to become free from those vices. The father says, now remember me. Don't get angry. The five vices have continued to make you fall for half a cycle. You were the ones who were the most elevated, and you are also the ones who have fallen the most. It was the five vices that made you fall. You now have to remove those vices in order to go to the temple of Shiva. Continue to remove your hearts from this brothel. Remember the Father, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. You will arrive home. No one else can show you this path. God speaks. I never said that I am omnipresent. I taught you Raj Yoga and told you that I will make you into the masters of the world. There is no need for this knowledge there. You become deities from human beings and claim your inheritance. There's no question of Hatha Yoga, etc. in this. Consider yourselves to be souls. Why do you consider yourselves to be bodies? You will not be able to take this knowledge by considering yourselves to be bodies. This too is predestined. You understand that you were in the kingdom of Ravan and that you are now making effort to go to the kingdom of Rama. You are now residents of the most auspicious confluence age. By all means, live at home with your families. How could so many stay here? Not everyone who becomes a Brahmin can stay here with Brahma. You have to stay in your own homes, and your intellects have to understand that you are not Shudras but Brahmins. The top knot of you Brahmins is very small. Therefore, whilst living at home with your families and working to earn your livelihoods, you simply have to remember the Father. What were you before? You are now sitting in a foreign kingdom. You became so unhappy. Baba is now taking us back again. Therefore, each of you has to create a firm stage while living at home with your family. Many huge trees, families, came in the beginning, and then out of those some remained and some left. It is in your intellects that you were in your kingdom, but look where you have now ended up. You are now going back to your kingdom again. Some write to Baba and say, Baba, so-and-so was very good, he was regular, but he no longer comes. If he doesn't come, it means he has fallen into vice, and so he is not able to imbibe this knowledge. Instead of progressing, he continues to fall and will claim a status worth pennies. There is a vast difference between the status of a king and a low status. There is happiness there anyway, but you now have to make effort to claim a high status. Everyone can understand who is able to claim a high status. Everyone is now making effort. King Mahendra of Bhopal is also making effort. Those kings are only worth pennies, whereas you are going into the Sun Dynasty kingdom. Your efforts should be such that you can become part of the Rosary of Victory. The father explains to you children, continue to examine your hearts and ask yourselves whether your eyes become criminal at any time. If you become civil-eyed, then what more is needed? Although you no longer indulge in vice, your eyes continue to deceive you in one way and another. Lust is the number one vice. A criminal eye is very bad. This is why there are the terms criminal-eyed and civil-eyed. The unlimited Father knows the children. He knows what acts they perform and what service they do. Even now he receives incognito news that so-and-so's criminal eyes have not yet changed. As time goes by, they will write to Baba more accurately. They themselves will feel that they have been telling lies for so long and have continued to fall. This knowledge will not sit in their intellects completely, for that was why they were not able to create that stage. They hid their mistakes from the Father. Many hide their mistakes in that way. You should not hide the illness of the five vices from the surgeon. You have to tell the truth. My intellect goes in other directions and not towards Shiv Baba. When you don't tell the truth, your illness continues to worsen. The Father now explains, children, become soul conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls. All souls are brothers. You were so happy when you were worthy of worship. You have now become unhappy and worshippers. What happened to you? Everyone says that the pure household path has existed since the beginning of time. They ask, did Rama and Sita not have children? However, children are not born through sin there. Oh, but that was a completely viceless world. Children are not born through corruption there. There is no vice there. The kingdom of Ravan does not exist there. That is the kingdom of Rama. How could Ravan come there? The intellects of human beings have been completely destroyed. Who destroyed them? I made you Satapratthan and took your boat across. So, who then made you Tamapratthan? It was Ravan. You have forgotten this too. They say this has continued from the beginning of time. Oh, really? So when was the beginning of time? Give us an account of that. They don't understand anything. The Father explains, I gave you such a great fortune of the kingdom. You people of Bharat were very happy. There was no one else at that time. Christians too say that there used to be paradise. There are also the images of the deities. There is nothing older than them. Lakshmi and Narayan would be the oldest of all, and anything belonging to them would be old. Sri Krishna is the oldest of them all. Sri Krishna was also the newest of all. Why is he said to be the oldest? Because he existed in the past. You were beautiful and have now become ugly. People are very happy to see the dark blue form of Krishna. They even rock a baby form of him in a cradle. How would they know when he was beautiful? They have so much love for Krishna. But what did Radha do that they don't love her as much? The Father says, you are sitting here in the company of the truth. When you go into bad company, you forget me. Maya is very powerful. Even an elephant was swallowed by an alligator. There are many who are ready to run away. If they have even the slightest ego, they destroy everything for themselves. The Unlimited Father will continue to explain to you. You must not lose hope in this and say, "Why did Baba say this? My honour is lost." Oh, but you have already lost all your honour in the kingdom of Ravan. You cause harm to yourself when you become body conscious and you destroy your status. There are also anger and greed when you have a criminal eye. It is only when you see something you like that you become greedy. The father comes and looks at his garden and sees the variety of flowers. After having been here, he looks at the flowers in the other garden. People also offer flowers to Shiv Baba. He is the incorporeal sentient flower. You are also making effort to become such flowers. Baba says, "Sweetest children, consider whatever has passed to be in the drama. Don't think about it. You make so much effort, and yet nothing seems to happen. Nothing remains." Oh, but the subjects too are needed. Even if someone hears a little of this knowledge, he becomes part of the subjects. Many subjects will be created. Once this knowledge is heard, it can never be destroyed. As soon as they hear that this is Shiv Baba, that's it. They will become part of the subjects. Internally, you should be aware that you are once again attaining the kingdom that was yours. For that, you have to make full effort. Service is progressing absolutely accurately. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to go to the temple of Shiva, remove all the vices. Continue to remove your heart from this brothel. Step away from the company of Shudras. 2. Understand that whatever has passed was in the drama, and don't think about it. Never become arrogant. Never feel hopeless when you are being corrected. Blessing. May you be filled with the treasure of happiness and become a charitable soul by donating this happiness to unhappy souls. At this time, the world has sorrow at every moment, whereas you have happiness at every moment. So to give this happiness to unhappy souls is the greatest charity of all. People of the world spend so much time and money trying to be happy, whereas you have easily received the treasure of this imperishable happiness. Now simply continue to share with others what you have received. To share it means to increase it. Let whoever comes into connection with you experience that you have received some elevated attainment in which you have happiness. Slogan. An experienced soul can never be deceived by anything. Such a soul is always victorious. Om Shanti.